Business is still down sharply for New York street vendors. Now they say they're dealing with arbitrary enforcement from the NYPD. WCBS's Steve Burns has more.
After no work and no income for several months, food vendor Nabil Bouzbah says he returned to his usual spot by the World Trade Center a couple weeks ago.
I never saw it in New York.
In the first week when I went back to work, the police gave me a $500 fine because I was standing a little closer to the crosswalk.
That wiped out an entire week of income, he says, with business down sharply due to the pandemic.
The police treat us with a lot of disrespect. They never help us and they never treat us fairly.
Bouzbah is among dozens of vendors here calling for an overhaul by the city. They're pushing a bill that would end NYPD oversight of vendors and lift the current cap on vendor permits.
You hear their story.
It's Councilmember Margaret Chin's bill.
Let's get this done so that they can continue to support the family.
Advocates say the permits, with a $200 face value, go for as much as $25,000 on the underground market. Outside City Hall, Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.